swords, sorcery, and other worlds, and plenty of action are staples of the fantasy novel genre. Craig Halloran from Charleston, West Virginia, has written 70 books in 10 years, taking his readers to far-off lands. He spoke to Eric Douglas about how he writes so quickly and keeps creating books his fans want to read.
Craig Halloran grew up reading books like Conan the Barbarian and playing Dungeons & Dragons. When he decided to start writing books, the choice was simple, but he's learned some lessons along the way.
I thought more with fantasy, I've realized it's actually pretty hard to write. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing it for a while, not thinking about it, but it is complicated because you're having to describe a lot of things people haven't seen before, and it has to be heavy in action. And writing action is really difficult to do. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, I was like, well, this is easy to me right now, but as I get older, what I've learned is it's actually a lot easier to write in a modern setting that people can relate to. And I'm tempted to, probably under a pen name, everything's done under my name right now, but under a pen name, I would like to try some other stories and get them out there just because it's going to be easier to write them. They're a little more dialogue rich, and you know, people can understand, you know, somebody picks up a Coca-Cola and eats a Whopper. They can immediately connect with that situation.
I've read a couple of your books now. Your language, there's no foul language, or very minimal if there's any.
Right.
I assume that's a conscious choice on your part.
Right. I like to think that I like to stay in the veins of traditional fantasy, so I don't want to use any modern vernacular, so to speak, in it. Now, I do have some books that are in a modern setting. But, you know, my standards, you know, I just don't want to use that language. I'm kind of like Louis L'Amour. He never used it. And people don't really miss it. Unless you're getting into a real gritty character and you want to go that direction and it's expected, you can do it that way. But I just, it's not in me. I'm not the kind of guy who wants to do that. I don't want my books known for their language.
What's your next project?
I'm going to do another dragon based series, aimed at middle grade students and up. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to, because publishing's changed so much just with eBooks and self-publishing after the last few years, I was like, I really need to zero in on one topic, one niche or genre, and focus on it solely. So like dragons and mythical creatures is kind of a niche in fantasy, and I'm good at writing it. And this series, I'm not going to reveal the name of it yet because I'm doing a lot of secretive planning in the background.
Right.
But I plan on making, you know, next year, at the beginning of the year, I plan on releasing about 10 books or so, one after the other.
Not
over,
really.
Over the coming
in a serial
months.
Fashion.
So I'm trying to write them. I'm going to try to write them all first and then release them, because if you release them closer together, yeah, you usually do better on sales.
Sure.
And it's kind of like what's happening with these Netflix and Amazon Prime series.
People will binge them.
Yeah. The binge watch, you know, every week, or they do them all at once. So the same thing's happening in the book publishing industry.
So tell me about your writing process a little bit. I mean, obviously, if you're cranking them out like that, you're one of the dedicated writers who's in his seat every day and a couple thousand words a day.
I don't know how, I don't know what it is about me. I mean, I never had this kind of discipline when I was younger to do any. Mm-hmm. I never was a good writer. I wasn't strong in English or any of these things, but maybe from being in the military, I got enough discipline to do things and see them through. But when I start something, I'll zero in on it until I'm finished. So, you know, every day I write, I'll write maybe in the morning, but mostly in the evening and most of it on the weekends. So that's my process. But the trick is people are blown away by that, but even if you did just 1,000 words a day and you did it for 10 years, you're going to have a lot of books. It's just the way it is. So I just do it.
And how many series do you have?
About 8. So I've got the Dark Slayer. I'll name them all. I have the Dark Slayer, The Chronicles of Dragon, which I have three series of those. I got two series of the Dark Slayer, three of the Chronicles of Dragon. Okay. I've got the, if you like urban fantasy, and Jim Butcher books, mm-hmm. and shows like Supernatural, I have the Supernatural Bounty Hunter Files. I have a post-apocalyptic series called Escape from the Dominion. And I have my new series, The Henchman Chronicles, The King's Henchmen, is the first book in that one. If you're going to try my books, I'd probably recommend that one first, just because it's something new and different. And I have a zombie series out there, which starts off with the book Zombie Daycare. And that was actually one of my earlier works. There are actually people who've read all 70. I mean, it's amazing, but they tell me I've read everything you've written. And there's a lot of people say I'm their favorite author, and... You know, it's just a great honor. It just,
absolutely.
That keeps me going. I mean, if I didn't hear from people on a regular basis, I'm not going to say I would quit, but I mean, it really gives me that push I need to keep going.
Well, even for you, who seems better organized or motivated than most, there's got to be days where I just don't feel like it.
If I don't do it, I feel worse.
Sure.
It's like exercise. You do it for a while, then you don't do it for a couple of days, you start feeling really bad. It's the same thing with writing. If I after I finish a book, I'm like, oh, I'll take a week off and I'll relax, and I get edgy. I mean, I'm just edgy. I start getting grouchy. I've got to start writing.
That was fantasy author Craig Halloran talking with Inside Appalachia associate producer Eric Douglas about the challenges of writing. This interview is part of a series of discussions with authors from the region.